Fiona Kelly is here again with what it says in the papers.
The addition of 430,000 people to the electoral register adds to the unpredictability of an election that few are confident of calling. That's according to Pat Leahy in the lead story in today's Irish Times. The Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail run with lead stories related to the tail end of the campaign, while the Irish Sun opts for a cartoon-style montage in its front page of the leaders of the three main parties. And the Irish Daily Mirror also runs with the three leaders pictured out and about, maximising the photo opportunities yesterday. Photo finish is the headline there. Number of today's papers run with lead editorials about the voting process and why it's important to vote. The Times and Examiner pay particular attention to the power of democracy, particularly in light of worrying global trends. The Times warns that although it has its shortcomings, our electoral system has always tended to reward consensus and tolerance over extremism and polarisation. It would be unwise to be complacent, though, the writer suggests, concluding with the sentiment that the best way to combat concerns is by actively participating in the democratic process by casting a vote today. The four-year jail sentence given to Cork woman Jennifer Thomas, who pleaded guilty to dangerous driving causing the death of her friend Sheila Dunn last February, is carried on the front of today's Irish Examiner. The 46-year-old crashed her car after she'd consumed 12 alcoholic drinks. McGregor's Black Friday, that's the headline in today's Irish Daily Star, which continues to report on the number of retailers who have stopped selling Conor McGregor's alcohol brands following last Friday's verdict in the civil action which Nikita Hand took against him, which found he raped her in the Beacon Hotel in December 2018. The Irish News builds its lead story around an interview with Brian Ellison, a victim of prolific serial sex offender Paul Dunleavy. The 89-year-old Christian brother, who's already serving a lengthy sentence for offences which he committed between 1964 and 1991, received an additional sentence of 10 years at Belfast Crown Court yesterday. Tributes being paid to Ryan Glenn from Castle Derrick in County Tyrone, whose funeral is taking place later today, generates the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. The 25-year-old was one of three men who died in a car crash in County Donegal last Friday. Back in the front of the Times, it's reported there that almost 1,000 prospective home buyers have applied for just 51 houses, costing up to €495,000 at a scheme of 600 homes in Shankill in South Dublin, which Olivia Kelly describes as the state's most expensive affordable purchase housing scheme. Elsewhere this morning, the BBC probe into claims of inappropriate behaviour, which has led to MasterChef presenter Greg Wallace stepping aside, receives lots of coverage. And a number of today's papers also report on the likelihood that Barry Keoghan is going to play Ringo Starr in a new movie about the Beatles. The Star reports that Gleeson's Butchers in Navan has put out a plea for the return of a singing Santa statue, which was stolen from outside their shop this week. We're told that the shop has had a singing Santa in situ for more than 20 years and that footage of a woman unplugging it and carrying it away, captured on CCTV, has been viewed more than 500,000 times online. And finally, also in today's Star, Brian Flanagan has a story about horse racing fan Michael Parchek, who has just completed a challenge he set himself to visit every one of Ireland's 26 racecourses in 1 year. The 56-year-old from Wolverhampton completed his challenge at Thurles Racecourse yesterday. He's already visited all 60 racecourses in the UK and he posts from wherever he's visiting on social media, so he's become a bit of a personality in the racing community. And the funny thing about him is he doesn't bet. Instead, he spends his money on hotels and train fares, since he says every pocket has a bottom.
That's good advice on Black Friday. Okay, Fiona, thank you for that.